Check.
It's work. This is working, but let's see.
Working.
Check. All right, we got it.
Check.
All right, hello everybody.
Hello.
I'm Megan.
I'm Matt.
And you're listening to
The Night Owl.
Welcome back, everybody. We missed you. This will be our new episode for our audio recording. I know that we've had a couple weeks, I think, in between our audio recordings, but we have been keeping up with the visual recordings, and we've been doing our crossover with the not so late live stream show with Jimmy and Ian. And it's always been a bundle of fun working with them. Matthew got to work with them. And I guess you were kind of your own guest. You were representing, you were repping us, right? Because I was doing the production with Nate.
Yeah, so I'd say so.
How was that for you? Was it exciting?
No, it's fun. It's a fun show. They're a fun bunch of dudes, and they got a real cool thing going on. And I would encourage anybody, on Friday nights, check them out.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to share this with them so that they can watch. They can watch us because, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, that they know that we're talking about them. But yeah, it's really fun. They kind of talk about the same things that we talk about, only they have guests on every week, right?
They're very consistent with the guests, usually local guests and from an array and all kinds of backgrounds and
so many different types of guests, right?
Like I said, the two of them are a pretty cool host, and they got a pretty cool thing going on. And I would encourage, if you like to laugh and you like quirky things, and even if you're not local Chicago, check them out.
Yeah, check them out, guys. They host their show in Bridgeport, so South Side represent, and obviously we're Northsiders. But the reason why, obviously that means that they don't care where you come from, and they just want you to come in with an interesting story. And no, you don't have to be famous, and you don't have to have a crazy following on social media. You just have to show up.
Or be a fan of Nick Cage.
You should be a fan of Nick Cage.
I think you should be. But conspiracy theories.
We've been having so much fun doing crossovers with them. It's kind of been helping us as well because, you know, they're just starting out. They probably are a year behind us doing their show, but we have a little bit more of a following. So I thought, you know, you can use our clout and we can use your energy. And it worked out really great because me helping them with production, helping them use StreamYard, which is what we're using right now. We've been using that for a little while. We were using Melon and it just wasn't working out. But the fact that we were able to stream on a platform like StreamYard has really helped them a lot because, you know, you're able to go to multiple platforms and, you know, you can use pretty much any 4K camera. I've been bringing my 4K camera, so it's been helping with, and I have a camera on my phone, right? And I have a webcam. I left the webcam there, so they have the webcam now. So that's kind of a present for them because it's 4K quality. It's good quality. And by the way, you guys can get those at Micro Center for like $30. So they're really cheap. But I think that was after Matthew had reminded me that my laptop only has a front-facing camera, right? So I had to use my phone for the last time.
Yeah, there are ways and wills.
There's tons of ways that you can film now. You guys, we are so happy to be coming back and talking to you guys. We have a lot of fun and interesting stories to talk about. And I suggest you guys grab a snack and grab a drink. It's Thursday. You know, sometimes it's the weekend for some people. So I suggest you guys hang out and have a story time. So if you guys are new, I'm Megan.
I'm Matt.
And this is The Night Owl Chicago, an all-inclusive podcast that talks about music, art, and life,
and everything in between.
So what do you have for us today? I think Matt's going to start first. You have the most topics. You've really outdone yourself today with the topics.
Yeah, there's been things and things, like you said, we talk about music, art, and really just about anything that kind of piques our interest. And I thought one thing, although I didn't write down the date and when it happened, and there's probably more interesting news far as today orders are concerned. Maybe potentially far as, I'll just start with the celebrity passings. I know you mentioned earlier too, mentioning that, but I was stunned to see that 67-year-old Ray Liotta passing away.
Yeah, it's so sad. Yeah. He's one of my favorite actors. I haven't seen him in much either.
Well, he was in the Dominican Republic filming a new film, and according to his wife, he passed away in his sleep.
What a great way to die. I mean, it's sad that he died, but doesn't everyone want to die like that? I mean, really, that's, if you're not ill or sick, your body's just like, okay, we're going to heaven or going wherever.
Yeah, they didn't make mention, or at least
hopefully there's no suffering. Hopefully he didn't suffer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly certain. I'm sure more news and information will come out. I don't think he was necessarily sick. Like I said, he was working.
Yeah, so what has he been in then? Like, has he been in anything recent?
Fairly recently. I mean, I think he's been in some shows. Well,
I've seen him
in
that Ace one. Remember that Ace movie?
The biggest thing that he was most recently in, right, was the kind of the prequel or the story, the beginnings of The Sopranos, right? What was that? All the Saints of Newark that he was in. That's probably the biggest thing that he was in most recently. So, no, he's had a long, steady career, obviously. Most people would probably recognize him from Goodfellas. I always find it amusing because I have a personal inside funny story. Maybe not a funny story. It's really probably not a funny story about Ray Liotta. So every time I hear his name, that's what I think of. I think of Creevcore and Mark Grace, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
And then also I saw too, and you brought this up because you were asking me if I knew who Andy Fletcher was, or Fletch, one of the founding members of
Depeche Mode. I was going to talk about that. Yeah. But okay.
Well, I mean, we're right in that. We can get there too.
Let me get the article.
Yeah,
so
I mean, may as well
see.
Get a little more information here, right? Yeah. So I didn't know the name. I was
that was the
aware.
Only topic I had, and you're taking it away.
Sorry,
from me.
Sorry, well, we got jumping on some of my other stuff.
Why did you talk about your other topics?
So while you're pulling that up, we'll come back around where I see here. So,
sorry, guys. Sometimes I mean to Matthew.
Yeah,
sorry.
People saw where, speaking of mean, Chef Mario Batali, who had been currently was in trial again. He had been accused of assaulting a woman, I think, at a restaurant, and he ended up getting off.
Ugh. Still in 2022?
So where,
or was
many,
this back
many
in the day?
Been nailed. No, he was. This was pretty recent, and only a few weeks ago was managed to get off. Unlike this other gentleman.
See if they can hear us again.
Hello.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Hearing.
Can you see it? Okay, so why don't we talk about that? Because I brought us off stream, that's why. So that's why they couldn't hear us. Okay, so let's talk about the other thing. You're talking about Mario Batali. I was saying, I don't know if you guys heard about Mario Batali. I put the link in there. But he was on Chef Empire, or Restaurant Empire, right? And he got out of all the...
He's a celebrity chef who, in the kind of the Me Too type era here, he ended up being accused of, I believe, right, assaulting a woman in, I don't know if it was one of his restaurants or at least in a restaurant. And it, apparently there was enough evidence clearly to, I honestly don't even know if this was a civil case or a criminal case. I think it was a civil case in which he got off. So I don't even know if there was a jury involved, like say what is currently going on with the Heard and Depp case, which is still continuing to be pretty interesting.
Oh yeah, that girl is really losing it. Like they even had Kate Moss on the stand. Not on the stand, but like she videoed in.
Oh, they really brought her.
Yes, yeah, dude, because she they weren't supposed to have certain witnesses on the stand. They weren't supposed to have any like, well, notably celebrities. Like they did have her sister because her sister might go to jail for perjury as well because she was lying. She lied, but they had to radio in. They basically had to radio her in. And ask her or video her in and ask her like about the whole incident. And it's like, it's been 6 years, Amber. Like she's still, she could have just taken, now we realize she could have just taken that money when they got divorced and just left. She didn't have to write the op-ed about him. She could have just taken the money and ran. She didn't have to like say she was going to donate it to ACLU and, you know, another foundation. Like she just really shot herself in the foot, and she's making it really hard for people who actually have been. I mean, I'm not saying that she hasn't been assaulted or abused, but not by him.
And not to diminish
that. I'm not saying that she hasn't.
Yeah, for no matter what you think.
In my opinion, I think her father did beat them. I think her father beat the shit out of them. There's
no diminishing.
Because she said that she's never seen a man cry. She thinks it's weird. Like the things that she says is like, clearly narcissistic psychopath or narcissistic sociopath. And I think maybe there are things that started bubbling up inside her that she started projecting it onto him, or maybe she's just a cold-hearted bitch. And maybe. She totally threatened Johnny about saying, oh, I'm going to say all this stuff to you. I mean, she basically sold the story to People Magazine and pretended that that it was her lawyers that did it or her team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Like, way to throw everyone under the bus, you know?
This is the fact that it is being filmed. It is, I mean, people can
watch it. Her best, and people were actually saying that Jason Momoa didn't like her and that she actually had to audition for Aquaman. Like, she's not... She always has to remember her lines. She's terrible to people on set.
You saw, right?
She's not a good actress, and she's not a good person.
The recent news about him, right, was that he either through tweets or whatever supported her, or that the news came out that he and the director stood up for her so that she would be in Aquaman 2.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty much. I just think that she only got where she was because of Johnny.
My last comment.
She had the luckiest thing in the world.
My last comment currently about that trial is if you get a chance to see the video of the ex-TMZ employee, I think it's worth a watch. Definitely. Okay. It's interesting. This person basically schools Amber's lawyer.
Well, and also, like, I mean, people kind of make fun of, like, TMZ, but they, like, literally, they do actually...
Do their work. They do their research. Ex-employee of TMZ who has been called to the witness stand and is being cross-examined by Amber Heard's lawyer, and maybe 3 or 4 minutes. But like I said, it's fine.
I'll share that in the link for you guys.
He just as cool as the other side of the pillow, pretty much owns this lawyer.
Yeah, I'll share that in the link for you guys. You guys can watch it.
That's my last comment on them for now. Yeah.
So now we're going to go on to the, what'd you say it was? The Vicky White and Casey White.
So I'm sure story. People know how that ended, right? We now know. I mean, he is back in custody. She apparently inflicted a self-inflicted gun wound to end her own life. We know that they ended up, they were in Indiana, right? So if you're not aware, right, this was the Alabama fugitive who escaped with the correctional officer. It looks like both of them are culpable and she was just as much involved as he was. But I bring it up because apparently we know that they stayed in hotel rooms, and where they were, they had planned to stay in this one hotel room for about 3 weeks. So apparently the hotels where they have stayed at have received and have been overwhelmed with requests of people wanting to stay in the room that they, these two stayed in.
That's so gross.
You know, it's just like, you know, wanting to see any other kind of where any other crime scene happen. You know, why is, you know, we've seen like the Lizzie Borden stuff. I mean, right. You can go to the Ford Theater and look and see where Lincoln.
I don't mind the Lizzie Borden thing so much that, like, you know, we have to think about the lifestyle that she was living and like her parents. Her dad was kind of a penny pincher and kind of a wuss. And her mom just like was kind of a bitch and always like talk shit about her and talk shit to her. They're terrible parents. Like, I give it to her. Okay. She got away with murder. Great. But these two ran away, wasted people's money, wasted time, wasted, you know, it's great. It was great to follow along to it. But like, I don't know. It's not the right. Pick your well, murder hotels.
Like to fantasize. They like to fantasize about this stuff. And I guarantee you that's why people want to probably go stay in that room and fantasize about being these two people. I mean, we're weird.
Yeah. Like it's the whole thing about, you know, even like when we like to write letters to serial killer, you know, Ted Bundy had a huge following. And what did we talk about yesterday?
Oh, we talked about, right, the Night Stalker. Richard
Ramirez. Oh, yeah. He ended up with tons of women that wanted to be with him.
I mean, they were just obsessed with them.
Yeah, it was really crazy. Like, I don't understand. I mean, it's like, don't you guys realize that when that shit happens, like, if you really had a chance to meet this person,
or
do you think you'd be the exception? They'd kill you too.
You would have the experience of maybe losing somebody because they were murdered. You probably are not getting real excited to want to go marry this guy. Like, you know, I mean, again, he was treated like a rock star. I mean,
yeah.
You've seen some of the documentaries and some of the footage of, you know, when he was caught and the criminal trial that he went through.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like I said, people are... We're weird. Americans, we're weird. We're just a weird group. We're all weird.
Well, there's always someone that's going to be like, you know, a little bit morbid and, you know, just, I mean, power to them for being odd and showing it to people. Let your free flag fly, but don't be upset if people start judging you, because like, there's just so many weird people out there that do stuff like that. And I understand like the allure of it, but you guys have to realize that the reality of it is, I mean, even the kids that, you know, that did the Columbine, like they had fans, like there are still people today that like think that they did the right thing, you know, like, especially on the aftermath of I didn't want to mention it, but obviously the shooting in Texas. And, you know, it's just, I think sometimes people, I'm not allured by it, but I'm definitely interested and fascinated by the whole idea of people who murder or people who kill, not because what they're doing is good, but because like, what's the psychology and the psychosis of it? Like,
because right, there are lots of people that do similar things, you know, that these people do, but they don't murder. These people have managed to take it to that level and have decided they are going to end a life. And in this case, in the cases where we're talking about, end many lives. And here we are today, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So what's some more depressing news?
We're going to keep it dark today, guys.
Keeping it dark.
All right. So next up, Depeche Mode. So Depeche Mode, I'm going to remove the banner because we don't want to be rude. So Depeche Mode's Andrew Fletcher died. If you guys didn't know who Depeche Mode were or who they were a British band in like the 70s, but they weren't called that before. they were called Composition of Sound. In the late 70s, they had Martin Gore, Vince Clark, and, you know, Dave Gahan, and they changed their names to Depeche Mode. And I think it's, I don't know if it, why they changed it to that specific name. Do you know why?
I don't know. I don't really know much about the band.
It might just mean like quartet or something. I don't know, because there was four of them. But Fletcher was born in 1961 in Nottingham, and then he moved to Basildon, where he formed the band. And then, you know, Gore was the chief songwriter, and in addition of Alan Wilder, the band's sound took a darker, more gothic turn, and they had a huge international success in the late 80s and 90s, but also because, you know, they were kind of competing, and I'm not saying that they're in the same, like, category, but Nirvana, and, like, you know, you had different bands that were kind of, grunge was really popular.
Yeah, they were,
and you still had, like,
in that new wave era.
Yeah, so they were kind of had to, like, kind of evolve as the times evolved. I mean, going from the 70s to 80s was a huge jump. As far as, like, you know, disco not being around, hip hop kind of starting to pop up, and
they had music videos. That's another thing that helped make them popular as well.
I'm gonna share a photo of them when in the 80s and 90s. I mean, their hair, you guys have to see their hair and the outfits. I mean, they're wearing the leather jackets, they're wearing the plaid outfits. You know, it's really quite entertaining and quite cool, like, that a band like that likes to, you know, is always changing with the times. I would say a lot of the bands today, they kind of keep it old school, right? Like Red Hot Chili Peppers and U2 and like Coldplay and, you know, like The Who. I mean, they don't have any new songs, right? So, like, I would have loved to be around during that time. Like, I mean, I wish I was, like, I mean, I think they were around before you were born. And could you imagine being around seeing a band change that much? I mean, I'm a kid of the 90s. There aren't a lot of bands I've seen change. They either become a band and then they just break up, right? Like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, and, you know, now
Definitely, you know, the boy bands tend to do that. They don't have that
Nirvana. I mean, someone always kills themselves or something. So it's like, The Doors and Sublime. I mean, shit, I get anything. Matthew at least got to see some bands that are still around. For me, it's more like solo artists, you know, like Atmosphere and like
chance of growth. Honestly, one of my criticisms of a lot of bands that do stick together is, and there's nothing wrong with playing your hits, and if that's who you are, then stick to it. But it gets old. If you've been around 20, 30 years and you're still producing the same stuff and it still sounds like the same.
Just like what we were talking about with, you know, with Harry Styles and what's his face. I mean,
like,
you know,
I do like artists that kind of grow and do, you know, not just kind of stick with one thing. And, you know, that's what I kind of always liked about seeing the growth of somebody, like you mentioned, a band like Green Day, just starting out as three punks, literally, punk and band, and now,
and their music's still badass. Like,
here they are many, many years later, and they're writing whole music operas and then going on tour and performing those. I mean, a la Queen. I mean, they really probably, they went from resembling more like the Kinks to somebody like Queen. And it's been that's fun to see a band go through that kind of fun growth and realize who they are and can do that.
It says that Fletcher was often regarded in later years by fans as the main manager figure within the band, looking after the business side of a group credited with selling more than 100 million records worldwide. So, like, he has, like, single-handedly helped the band, you know, with their success. In 2013, he told an interviewer that he was, quote, the tall guy in the background with whom his international corporation called Depeche Mode would never work. Interesting. Well, eat your own words. In the 1989 documentary 101 by director D.A. Pennebaker, which was based around the 101st date of the band's Music for the Masses tour, Fletcher was even more understanding about his role, saying, Martin's the songwriter, Alan's the good musician, Dave's the vocalist, and I bum around. Wilder quit in 1995, leaving the group as a three-piece. The band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2020. Did you know that?
No.
It says one of the first artists to play tribute was Lowell Tolhurst, founding member of The Cure, who said, quote, I knew Andy and considered him a friend. We crossed many of the same pathways as younger men. My heart goes out to his family, bandmates, and DM fans. Yazoo singer Allison Moyet, who recorded on the same record label as Depeche Mode, said she knew Fletcher from childhood. Quote, I have just heard the news. Since we were 10, same estate, classmates to label mates. Classmates to label mates. He who kept faith with all the old gang and they with him. It doesn't compute, Fletch. I have no words. The official social media account of the Pet Shop Boys posted, quote, Fletch was a warm, friendly, and funny person who loved electronic music and could also give sensible advice about the music business. So, I mean, Pet Shop Boys, I think the last time I even heard their music was when I played last year in October for that Halloween party. It was West End Girls.
Yeah.
And I actually remixed it, which was really fun. I mean, it makes sense that people like that are all on the same label. I mean, that's kind of the style, you know, the electronic funk kind of jamtronic music, you know. And I mean, yeah, kudos to you guys for shouting them out. And it was just all over social media. I mean, literally, like, I found out maybe an hour ago. I think it was posted on there an hour ago. And I did not know about Ray Liotta. So that's going to be another sad thing, is that you know what they're going to do now on all the streaming networks? They're just going to play everything that Joe Pesci said. Because they do that every time someone passes away. They're going to do that all the time. Like, you know, when Betty White died, they had, like, the Gilmore Girl Marathon. They brought that back. I feel bad bringing this up, but even with Will Smith and Chris Rock, they've been bringing all that stuff back that they're in. I mean, that's what they do. They want to relate to you and they want to say, hey, we know too. Just so you know, Ray Liotta and Casino, like, for the, you know, they're going to play everything that Ray Liotta's in. And then you're also going to, I mean, my phone's listening, so they're definitely going to, it's going to pop up on my Spotify, Depeche Mode. I have at least 10 of their songs. I'm not even a huge, huge fan, but I understand who they are. I didn't know about him being kind of the manager type, and I didn't know about the breakup. I didn't know there ended up being three. I didn't know about the Hall of Fame. I did see that on social media when we, you know, during the quarantine. But I should have talked about that last 2 years ago. I don't even know if we did. I'm pretty sure we did talk about it. But yeah, I mean, it's so many greats that are passing away. It kind of does make everything else feel better because of, you know, like stars coming out that have allegations against them, that it's good to hear about someone like him, like Andrew, that was a good person and that everyone's going to miss someone like that. He didn't leave any bad energy behind, you know? So what else you got here? Do you have anything else?
Nope, that was it.
All right. Well, this is going to be a half hour podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. Please do not forget, you can always send us your emails, your hate mails, your love mails, anything. Our email is thenightowlchicago@gmail.com. And you can find us on any platform, any listening platform. I would suggest Pandora. Pandora seems to be our biggest platform right now. And our demographic, Matthew, is anywhere from 17 to 50. So we're doing pretty good with the demographics here. We don't discriminate. We got women, men, in between, non-binary, everybody. We got everybody. It shows in the analytics, which is great. We need more pets to listen to us, though, because Wednesday, our cat is our producer. She's sleeping on the job right now, though. She had a little nap before. She needs another nap. That's because we've been feeding her good food. That's why. That's where she gets all her energy from. That and the blood of the innocent. No, 3 feet, our black cat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, send us more pet stories, guys. How are your pets acclimating to the nice weather? What are some exciting dog walk adventures that you've had? If you all have dogs, let us know. And be sure to find us, like I said, on all social media platforms. We are on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. We are not on Snapchat or Twitter because I'm afraid of those apps. I'm deathly afraid of that. I don't know why. Twitter's weird because, like I said all the time, right? You say something and someone will immediately respond.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we love you guys. Just keep it cool. Keep it warm. Keep it fun and have a really awesome weekend. We'll definitely do another audio recording in a week or so, but I think we're going to be missing out this Friday for the crossover. So you guys can take a break from watching us.
It's the holiday weekend. Yeah,
I'm going to be, I have a gig and everyone's going to be in Detroit for Movement. And yeah, it's a holiday. So take the day off, take the weekend off. But yeah, we love you guys. I'm Megan.
I'm Matt.
And you're listening to
The Night Owl.